Welcome to Hollywood Deli. I'm your host, Blue. So listen, let's talk about Beyonce and this country album. This country album has stirred the pot in this country because all these YT racist people, including the gentleman right here in front of me, Kid Rock. If you don't know who Kid Rock is, Kid Rock actually came into the game as a rapper. And he was largely embraced by the rap group from back in the day. I want to say, I forgot, Run DMC. They embraced him like no other group. And he really gravitated to them and was really close with them. And then when he did his start doing his crossover albums and doing more country and more rock, he dissed himself from all them black folks. And so Kid Rock has been very problematic for me. He started off attacking Oprah for whatever reason. He doesn't like Oprah. I don't know the history behind that. I mean, not to say that Oprah has been the pillar of good interactions and good behavior, because she hasn't. She's thrown her own people underneath the bus to just to make a buck, her and Gail. And so he has spilled hate for her, and even has embraced Trump and really made sure he was aligned with that MAGA movement and let us know that he is a MAGA fan and supporter. And so he's now saying that Beyonce offered him millions to join him on stage at a few of his shows. He turned it down, and I quote, he said, "She wants to use my name to add credibility to hers," he said. "I told her and her husband to shove it." Nobody's checking for you, Kid Rock. Like, he's been real opinionated about black artists in particular and just black celebrities. And I remember him criticizing Beyonce for her ticket sales, because it was a time where we were going through a recession, and it was hard on a lot of people. People were losing homes, losing jobs. It was hard. And so he felt like she was being greedy by charging, I think at the time she was charging like $200 tickets, and he was charging like sometimes, I think he was charging as low as like $10 or $15 tickets and giving more of a range so people can come to a show, which, cool. And so he was like really vocal and felt like he had the right to have an opinion on how she earns her money. So I find it hard to believe that she would reach out to him, who's been super, super critical of her in regards to how she runs her business, to get validation. At this point, I feel like he's definitely clout chasing. But let's talk about the origin of this anger towards black women. So back in the day, they did this show because it was called Behind the Music. You remember that? I used to love Behind the Music because it really gave you a sense of what was going on behind closed doors. So when Kid Rock was coming up in the game and was not a rock star, or was not a country singer, whatever he wants to call himself, alternative artist, he was trying to be a rapper, and he was like rapping like he was a what's that white rapper, Vanilla Ice. That's what he reminded me of. And so Kid Rock at the time, he was dating black. His girlfriend was black. He had a baby to her. And hold on, I'm gonna look him up. Hold on, real quick, because I'm not like abreast on his career, all like I should be, because given I'm covering him. But he was professionally known as Kid Rock, and he is American musician, singer, rapper. See, he was a rapper, and he is a obviously a songwriter. And so he started. Let's see. So here we go. After having established himself in the Detroit hip hop scene, he broke through into mainstream success with a rap rock sound before shifting his appearance style to country rock. And a self-taught musician, he has said that he can play varying instruments. In his there's a typo here. It says can play very instruments. They mean a variety of instruments in his back backing band and has overseen production on all but two of his albums. So he started off as a rapper. He started his career as a rapper and DJ. And so he used, in my opinion, we see this a lot. We saw this with Post Malone, where they use the black people to get in. And then once they get to their success, they make this shift away from the black community. We saw that with Justin Bieber. So anyway, back to the girlfriend that he was dating. He was dating a black girl, and the black girl told him that this baby was his. Well, and on the documentary of Behind the Music, they were talking to his black friends at the time, and they were saying how the baby just kept getting darker and darker and darker and darker. And then eventually he realized, and she had no choice but to admit that the baby wasn't his. So I'm thinking, just from a licensed social worker position, that his anger with black women stems from that experience. Because he doesn't attack black male artists. He doesn't attack black male celebrities. He specifically attacks black female celebrities and black female artists. And so I find it super hard to believe that she would reach out to him after he's been so critical of her. And, you know, she has had relationships with other country artists who had no problem with her stepping into their, you know, their genre, like the Dixie Chicks. They performed, Country Music Awards. And it was like their most watched, you know, show. She, you know, was like a 15-minute set. And it might have been less than that. It might have been like 10, 15-minute set. And it was like 15 million people that watched. Well, when they posted it up on the Country Music Awards website, they got a lot of hate from all the bigots telling them to take it down, and they cracked underneath the pressure and they took it down. And then after they got so much criticism for that, they put it back up. And it's like, I don't understand why there was so much hate for Beyonce making this album, but I do understand this country is built on hate. And also the use, miscommunicated information. A lot of the YT racists that were coming after Beyonce online weren't informed that country music was created by black people. And because the black people that are in the genre doesn't get the looks that the Caucasian artists do, they start to believe that they created things. And so because they believe this stuff, they think that black people don't belong there and they shouldn't be there, you know. But it's been a common thing that's been happening where an artist who makes pop music, but because they're African-American, been labeled as R&B for forever. Like SZA is struggling with that right now, where she is a R&B singer, but she makes pop music, but she can't get crossed over into that genre because the YT people that are in charge, they want you where they want you. And Kid Rock is one of those people. And so it baffles me that he's continuing the clout chase. And yeah, I understand it's hard out here for a pimp, you know. Hell, we had Drake pull out his dick to sell concert tickets. So why wouldn't he clout chase Beyonce? Because like, who's been checking for who checks for Kid Rock? No one. There's no one checking for him. Not even country music. They're not checking for him. I doubt they even really respect him in country music. When the last time he even had a hit, you know? Like, Kid Rock, do better. Anyway, make sure you like, subscribe. Make sure you leave a 5-star rating. If you listen, if you like podcasts, follow my podcast, like with Daily Podcast. I'm on all platforms. You know, go in there and give me a 5-star rating. It's really helpful. It helps people find me. But I'm going to definitely continue to pump out these videos, and I appreciate all your support. I really do. All right, you have a good night.